Hello, my name is Sean Malseed, and it is such an honor to have been invited to speak to you today here at FOSDEM22 about my little retro computing pet project, which is frogfind.com and 68k.news, two kind of web services that I built targeted towards really old computers and ancient web browsers with the goal of making as much of the internet as possible available to those old machines as if they were still first-class internet citizens. So first, a little bit about me. I really love to tinker with old computers, and I especially have a soft spot for old Macintosh and Apple hardware. And I do a lot of this tinkering on my YouTube channel, Action Retro, where really my favorite thing to do is take old computers and try to cram as many upgrades as possible into them to see what kind of stuff they can do. So stuff like putting a CD-ROM drive into an old compact Mac that only ever had a floppy drive, or getting a Quadro 950 up and running with Apple's old Unix and trying to host modern services from it. And the project that I'm going to talk about today is kind of an extension of that. It's two web services that I built. There is 68k.news, which is a front end to Google News that tries to make all of the articles accessible on vintage machines by breaking them down into very basic HTML 1.1 with some nice basic HTML formatting, and frogfind.com, which is a search engine that uses DuckDuckGo under the hood, which tries to expand that same concept to pretty much the entire internet. And when I say that I built these services, what I really mean is that I took the incredible work of some really smart open source developers and some open source projects and kind of hamstrung them together with my own extremely average amateurish coding to create these services, which is kind of what I think the point of open source is, which again is why I'm so excited to be sharing it with you. When everybody has access to the code, people can build, you know, the software that they need. They can tweak software to do new things and create entirely new pieces of software. Everyone from experienced developers to enthusiastic amateurs such as myself. Without open source, silly projects like this just wouldn't happen. So I'm going to split my talk today into three sections. The first is what FrogFind and 68k.news are for and kind of my thought process behind building them. And then we'll do a demonstration on real, live, ancient Apple hardware. And then I'll go into a little bit more detail about exactly how I built them and which open source projects I used to make them happen. So, what are they and why are they? The main purpose of the sites is to take web content down to a format that ancient web browsers are able to not just display, but display quickly and provide a good user experience. And to that end, it strips out all the extraneous junk and bloat of the modern internet that, you know, nobody really asked for anyway. So all the JavaScript is gone, the CSS is gone, inline images are stripped out and just made available as links at the top of the article, because not all browsers can do inline images. There's no SSL security, of course, because if there's one thing old browsers can't do, it's SSL security. And I really tested this the most with Netscape 1, 2, and 3 on my Macintosh SE30, which is a 16 megahertz black and white compact Mac. And the project really began as just I wanted to build a simple HTTP HTML site that I could test these old computers with as I got them onto my home network. And I started out just playing around with looking for an RSS feed that I could import and display as basic HTML. And I found that Google News actually has a really great, super fast RSS feed with all of the headlines, and it's broken out into all the different categories and all the different locales. So I was able to use that as kind of a starting point. And then I thought, well, is there some way that I could easily take the articles that the RSS feed links to and strip those down so that they're also readable on very old machines? So what I wound up building is a front end that takes Google News RSS feeds and then a proxy on the back end that strips out all the extraneous stuff from a given web page. So all the links in the Google News RSS feed are replaced with proxified versions of them. So when you click on them, it goes to the proxy, strips out all the junk, and returns just basic formatted HTML. And the effect of it is really cool, actually. So you can just open up 68k.news and see all the headlines, choose whatever section you want to read, and then click on any of the articles, and more than likely, that article will very quickly appear as just basic HTML. And I'd say it works on probably 80% of the articles. It really only has problems with sites that are unfortunate with their use of too much front-end JavaScript. So with 68k.news working way better than I expected it to, I thought, what if I could take that same idea and kind of extrapolate it to the entire internet? So I built frogfind.com. So it's just a very simple HTML front page that takes your search query, submits it to DuckDuckGo, and then takes back the search results and strips out all the results and presents them in very basic HTML. And then all of those links are replaced with a proxified version that strips them out. So you can click on a link and it will load the page through the proxy and attempt to make it readable on extremely antique web browsers. And then it goes even further. It takes all the links on that page you're viewing, replaces them with the proxified versions, with the net result being that you can click on any link on a page that you're viewing, and it'll open that page up in the proxy. So you can, for example, go down a Wikipedia rabbit hole on your ancient compact Mac or your Apple IIe. And it's a pretty convincing result. You know, you can just sit and browse the internet on your vintage machine with just these couple pieces of open source software powering it under the hood in, you know, PHP on inexpensive web hosting. So then the question is, why put all this effort into this kind of service for extremely old machines? Well, I mean, because I love them. And there's two methods that you can take to try to get a very old machine to be usable on the